From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Toyota dealers are being told parts will begin arriving this week to fix those sticky gas pedals on millions of its cars, trucks, and SUVs. The company says the fix involves installation of a small part on the recalled vehicles. Toyota says some dealers will be staying open 24 hours until the repairs are finished. NPR's Frank Langfitt says the automaker is apologizing to its customers as it starts making the fixes.
This has been a huge story for Toyota. It's frightened a lot of drivers. And the solution, at least if you look at it in the diagram they've sent us, appears to be something pretty simple. Just a little metal piece that you're going to put in the accelerator assembly to cut down on friction.
NPR's Frank Langfitt. Toyota has recalled more than 4 million vehicles worldwide, about half of them in the U.S. Congress is getting a look at President Obama's latest budget. The White House is releasing it today. It includes more money for education and job creation. It also includes a record budget deficit. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The president's budget includes $100 billion worth of tax cuts and government spending designed to encourage job growth. Education would also get more federal money, including a $17 billion boost in college Pell grants. Overall, though, Mr. Obama's budget would hold the line on discretionary spending that's not tied to national security. The White House says it's identified more than $20 billion in potential budget savings. The president's spending plan would eliminate Bush-era tax cuts for families making more than $250,000 a year, but would extend last year's tax cut for working people. The administration predicts a budget deficit next year of just under $1.3 trillion. That's a little less red ink than in the current year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Pentagon's latest budget is also being released today. It totals $708 billion and includes more money for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. NPR's Tom Bowman explains.
The Pentagon's budget for 2011 is about $18 billion more than the current year, and the focus is on the military fights of today. $2 billion to train Iraqi security forces, another $12 billion to train and equip the Afghan security forces. President Obama's decision to send 30,000 more troops to Afghanistan means they need places to live, so the budget calls for more than $1 billion to build housing and other facilities. To care for those who are wounded in both Iraq and Afghanistan, the budget calls for a substantial increase in funding, including more than $1 billion for treatment, care, and research of traumatic brain injuries and psychological health issues. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, stocks were trading higher. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 68 points, the NASDAQ up 13. This is NPR News. The Commerce Department says personal incomes rose in December in the U.S. Incomes were up 0.4%. That's a higher number than most analysts had been expecting. Also, consumer spending increased for the third straight month. It rose by 0.2%. The stronger numbers come despite a U.S. jobless rate of more than 10%. A suicide bombing in Iraq today has killed 41 people. More than 100 others were wounded. Iraqi officials say the bomber was a woman who blew herself up in a crowd of Shiite pilgrims on the outskirts of Baghdad. The pilgrims were attacked as they began their trek to the holy southern city of Karbala. That's about 50 miles from the Iraqi capital. The U.S. military continues to help earthquake victims in Haiti, a small group of Americans is under arrest there. The 10 are waiting to hear if they'll be tried on charges of child trafficking. The group of Baptists from Idaho was attempting to take 33 Haitian children who survived that quake to the Dominican Republic. Pastor Clint Henry with the Central Baptist Church in Meridiano, Idaho, spoke to NBC's Today Show.
They were working with a local pastor to try and help an orphanage that needed our assistance. And we were simply trying to be able to bring children to a safe place where they could be taken care of.
Child welfare groups say they are outraged by the group's attempt, saying some of the children they were trying to take to the Dominican Republic had parents who survived last month's quake. The 33 children ranged in age from 2 months to 12 years old. That quake killed an estimated 200,000 people. This is NPR News from Washington.